With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Auckland, New Zealand has become the first major city to ring in 2024. Thousands of cheering folks around a fireworks display sprouting from the country's tallest structure, Sky Tower, and a downtown light show. Many cities are deploying extra security, including New York City, where the Palestinian protesters are expected to turn out, along with the dropping of that big bright ball tonight.
I'm confident that they're going to execute that plan to make sure that people who want to protest will be able to express their right to protest, but not at the expense of the people's right to be in Times Square and assemble in Times Square and watch the greatest show in town.
That's Times Square Alliance President Tom Harris. Some places have canceled New Year's Eve's event altogether over security concerns. With New Year's Day coming tomorrow, new laws will take effect in many U.S. states.
The new year rings in some new driving laws in Illinois, where decorations and air fresheners are no longer banned from the windshield area. But drivers will be stopped if they're spotted taking part in a video conference or scanning their phones while driving. New limits on guns are taking effect in Colorado, Minnesota, and Illinois, where a ban on high-powered semi-automatic rifles will take effect. A number of states have new laws cutting taxes or raising the minimum wage for workers.
Thank you very much.
Now hitting $16 an hour in New York City, California, and Washington State. I'm Jackie Quinn.
California will soon become one of the first states to provide free health care to all illegal immigrants. Starting tomorrow, more than 700,000 illegals will gain access to health care coverage through Medi-Cal. This is SRN News. The persecution of Christians around the world increased in 2023, and most experts think it will do so again in the new year. But Jeff King of International Christian Concern says there is a silver lining.
The more they try to strangle the church, all they do is they're sharpening the blade. They create a more potent church that spreads, and that eventually, just like you see in the days of Rome, that eventually hollows out the kingdom and takes it over.
And he's seen this process up close.
One of the strongest churches I've been to nationally is Cuba, and all the decades of oppression and the murder of the pastors, it did nothing but to sharpen the church and to make it such an incredible force for God. That's the hidden story, I think, in all of persecution.
In fact, many embattled Christians in foreign lands tell Americans not to pray for an end to the persecution, but rather that they can remain faithful through it. ICC is just out with its annual persecution report. This is SRN News. An Oregon weekly newspaper has laid off its entire staff because its funds were embezzled.
Eugene Weekly editor Camilla Mortensen says a former employee who was involved with the paper's finances used its bank account to allegedly pay himself some $90,000. Established in 1982, the alternative paper printed some 30,000 copies each week to distribute for free in Eugene, home to the University of Oregon. Police are investigating. Jason Walker reporting.
The Austrian government says it is giving the country's world-famous Vienna Boys Choir 800,000 euros to help it out of severe financial difficulties. Chancellor Karl Niehammer says that, quote, "It goes without saying we will rescue them from their financial plight." The choir had been struggling with rising costs for years. This is SRN News.